This cool summer kimono was made for a young woman of Kyoto in the 19th century. It's charming and very sophisticated. For example, look at the fan-tailed goldfish subtly woven throughout the silk gauze. The textile artisans applied paste to the areas they wished to keep white, such as the morning glory vines at the shoulders. Dye brushed over the robe created the delicate blue passages. The carp and the water lilies were painted on. The eyes of the carp were embroidered for emphasis. The donor's grandmother was the original owner of this kimono. She was one of four generations of female textile artisans. She wore the robe as a young girl for a Buddhist coming-of-age ceremony at a temple outside Kyoto. Joyce Denny, assistant curator in the Department of Asian Art, tells us more about the visit to the temple.
You have to cross a bridge to get to it, and you go up to this beautiful mountain area. The view is absolutely staggering. And apparently, at the time of this temple visit, there was a superstition that after that blessing from the temple, you shouldn't look back. So can you imagine this 12-year-old going back into Kyoto and knowing that there's this beautiful scenery behind her and she can't look back to see it?